your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to continue our discussion of the Kyle Rittenhouse situation, which is turning out to be not a three-ring circus, but a greatest show on earth, 87-ring circus. I was looking at what was going on while Jimmy and I took a break here, and I have to tell you, even Judge Judy is now opining on it. Never seen Judge Judy prior to today, and she was being interviewed by Tucker Carlson, and she said, you know, there's no way this kid is going to get, no way this kid is going to get convicted of anything. He didn't do anything wrong. And I have to agree with that. It's what I saw today was the particular judge presiding on this case is now very opposed to the prosecutor, and the prosecutor is complaining about that, and the judge is having no part of it. What are they wasting their time for on this is what I'm wondering. I mean, it's costing the taxpayers money.
Well, beyond taxpayers, you know, costing them a tremendous amount of money, it's really undermining our justice system. You know, using a false prosecution in order to justify your inaction as a prosecutor that, you know, should have been protecting the citizens and not allowing the riots to go forward. Everybody in the Kenosha local government and, of course, in the justice system there, they allowed the riots to go on about Jacob Blake, and then they were incapable of stopping the violence, which is why volunteers came out to try to help.
Right.
Wasn't until the National Guard was called in after on the third day that actually stopped the violence. So basically what it's doing is trying to cover bad policy from them and continue down this progressive narrative that to undermine individual rights with Second Amendment,
right,
to own guns. And that's what the objective is here. And the prosecutor, as well as many, many pundits, have been all on board. The media, the progressive media, the corporate media have been very much on board with this entire effort to smear Kyle Rittenhouse and make the claim that white supremacy and, you know, vigilantism was the cause of all this issue, which is absolutely turning out to be false based on all testimony.
Well, what's really kind of funny is the guy who really kind of instigated the, you know, skinhead moniker, et cetera, was the president of the United States. That's been brought out very, very effectively. He saw something that he apparently rubbed him the wrong way or something. Apparently it was very brief. And he said, you know, he called Rittenhouse a skinhead. Well, how can the President of the United States do that? I'll tell you, this has been a really, really bad week for the Democrats.
Well, it just, again, you know, as a nation, we can't allow this manipulation of information that the media, corporate media, is continually pushing on Americans. And as I, you know, as I have talked about, there are so many people that did not know the facts of this case, but made tremendous amount of comments and, you know, way too many mainstream media outlet anchors and news quote, news people, made accusations without ever looking at the facts, not even looking at the original videos of what happened. And they tried to paint this in a certain way. And that's just manipulating the population. It's gaslighting the population. It's actually undermining any confidence, not only in the media, but in our justice system. And of course, it's, you know, at the detriment of individuals. We've seen this happen over and over again. Russia collusion has turned out to be false. The Covington kids, you know, in D.C., that entire debacle turns out to be false. The Ukraine investigation, the impeachment over Ukraine. Oh, it turns out that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were the ones that were actually doing that. Each of these cases are actually turning around and slapping mainstream media hosts in the face. And they are doubling, tripling, quadrupling down and continuing to argue. And the Kyle Rittenhouse and this, you know, self-defense trial is no different, and they keep pushing it, and it seems to me that they're even going to go farther and farther down the road, especially watching some of the comments from Don Lemon and CNN pundits and MSNBC pundits in the last, you know, 24 hours on what's happening in the trial. They're trying to cover their own lies, and they're building lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. They're manipulating the population. They're socially engineering the population, and it's really, really damaging.
Well, it's more than just a little damaging. It's making the United States look absolutely ridiculous. I got to tell you, if I was to predict where the pendulum is going to go next, I would say the pendulum right now is diametrically opposed to public opinion about mainland China, public opinion about Russia, and the public opinion is going to shift, in my opinion, dramatically, as much as it can, over to anti-United States. Everybody that's anti-U.S. right now is proving to be absolutely accurate, and the only way that that can change is in the next major election, and that's when a new president will be elected, as you know, etc., etc., and next major election. That is a critical election, in my opinion. And I don't know if Donald Trump is going to be the guy. You seem to think 100% that he will. I don't know. I think that something else might make a little more sense to get us back in power, us being Republicans and conservatives, but I'm going to leave it up to you. You're the expert.
Well, I think we've got this 2022 legislative races, which will make a big difference on the direction of the country. I think Trump has the advantage because, one, he's got the experience with 4 years in there. Two, the entire cascade of lies is beginning to collapse. And a lot of the bad feelings people had were based on these lies. So they're looking and they're questioning, double, thinking, what the heck? Joe Biden is not being the guy that everyone thought he was supposed to be.
And
our NATO allies, our friends, we are letting them down. Afghanistan, all kinds of relationships. There's so many different issues out there, border control, that Europe is laughing at us right now. Western society is laughing at us, but the Russians and the Chinese are laughing even harder because we're falling right into their goals, mostly the Chinese. The Russians, I think, are actually starting to step out and say, this is just not right. They're actually standing up for free speech. Putin made a comment last week about that. We've got complete lockdown with YouTube on Facebook on the Kyle Rittenhouse issues. There's so many things. The control freaks are out there. They want to keep power. They are willing to push any narrative in order for them to keep and take power. And unfortunately, they're using law enforcement, which we'll talk about in the next few segments, to do it.
Yeah.
The latest thing is Steve Bannon indicted for contempt of Congress when Hillary Clinton completely avoided it, never got charged. Numerous occasions where Democrats didn't, but once again, selective justice.
Jimmy, we got to let the news guys into the room. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a quick commercial and top of the hour news break. Jim and I will be back shortly.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.